Welcome to Comic Booked. I am Matthew McLachlan.
And I am Katie Sexton.
And this is the podcast where I teach Katie and you everything I know about comic book characters.
One character at a time, yo.
Just one at a time. We do it really quick.
Really quick.
Listen in.
Listen in. Hurry. Quick. Turn up the volume. Okay.
Here we go. Quick. Stop laughing. Bring in the intro.
Here it comes.
Bring it. Down, pull it back.
Yeah.
Reveal the curtain.
Yeah. Who's behind the curtain?
I'm behind the curtain.
And me, though, too, huh?
No clothes on behind the curtain.
No curtains, no clothes.
No curtains, no clothes, no time.
No time for nonsense.
No time for clothes.
Have you ever been to a nude beach?
No.
I've not either.
So that's, fuck you, no.
I'm so upset about it.
I don't know if I would ever be comfortable at a nude beach.
I feel like I would want to wear bottoms just because, like, you know, for humans with more than one hole down there, I feel like.
Sorry, I don't know anatomy. Go on.
You know,
you got a lot of different entrances.
Entrances and exits.
Sure.
And mostly importantly, the entrances. It was sand? No.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with that.
God, I hate sand on my feet, let alone in my holes.
You hate sand in your feet?
In my toes. And it's like when I'm, you know.
Like when you're wearing sandals?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not a great feeling. Do you like the feeling of
sand between my toes?
Yeah.
If it's not lava sand, sure.
Sure, sure, sure.
But gosh, that's usually lava sand.
No, I love it.
Ugh, no. I don't want to do that. And usually the beach is 40 yards away.
Yeah, why is that?
Yeah, what's up,
beach? Oh, well, the tide, because the tide, they have to make space for the tide.
They got to make space for the, the ocean's got to make space.
The ocean needs space.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good for her.
She needs space, and we're going to give it
to her. She's taking the time. She's really, you know, she's rising. Mm-hmm. She's really hot these days, too. So good for her. Good for the ocean.
We're all going to be underwater very soon.
Yeah, she's going to consume us.
Yeah, we're all dead.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah, she's not really a fan of us, I don't think.
Probably not a fan of our naked bodies flaunting in her. She's like, you know what? I can do that too.
Yeah.
I'm going to be naked.
I want to swallow you guys.
Yeah. You're mine now.
Yeah.
She's so hot and bothered by us. She just has to have us in her.
Do you think that she is horny? Do you think the ocean is horny?
I mean, she's sopping wet at all times.
That's true.
Yeah. There's no such thing as a dry ocean.
That's true.
She's always in the mood, I think.
She's always in the mood. She's controlled by the moon.
Oh, sure. Yeah. We learned about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, so she's got different phases.
And moody. So
she's moony.
She's moony, moody, horny, and fun. The ocean.
The ocean. The end.
TM. So yeah, no nude beach for me.
Okay. I mean, again, I would go topless, but I don't know if I go bottomless.
Maybe if I had gotten the best shape of my goddamn life, and I'd be like, you want to look at these muscles all over. And pick one. Look at it. Hey, you want to see who you're going to learn about today?
Yes, I do, please.
So this is what I'm going to do, Katie. I'm going to show you a picture.
Yeah, Matt.
And you're going to tell me who you think this character is and what you think their powers are.
Oh, shit. Oh, ooh.
What's the is that a crowd?
No, it's like, oh man, get out of here.
No. What are you looking at?
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I don't like this.
Okay.
I'm upset.
Why?
This is gonna haunt my goddamn dreams. Who the oh, he's a demon, man. You know what I mean?
Tell me.
Okay, well.
What are you looking at?
I think the most notable thing, which is funny, it's the first thing I noticed, that he has no neck. It's just a floating skull and fire on a body that doesn't seem to fit the size of his head. It's too big for his head.
What's too big? The skull?
The body.
The body's too big for his skull.
For the skull.
Okay.
So he's got
a miniature skull.
It's like a little Beetlejuicy, at least in this first picture.
Yeah.
He's got chains on him. He's like laughing. Like,
well, how would you know?
Because his mouth is open. He's like smiling and he's like looking at his hand and it looks like there's, I don't know, success is on the horizon.
Oh, he's determined.
He's like, haha, yeah.
He's going to get it.
He's going to get whatever it is that he's looking for. There's a motorcycle behind him in this first picture. It's on fire.
Well, yeah, usually.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah. And then the second picture, I mean, this chain that he's got going.
Whipping around.
It's got its own personality, kind of. It's sharp. It's got a big pointy end. I don't like him. He's all in leather. He's a leather daddy.
Leather daddy.
He's
good
a leather
one.
Daddy.
Well, hey, who is this?
This is Chuck Mason.
Chuck.
I love making you laugh like that.
God, Chuck. Chuck.
This is Chuck Mason.
Good. Good. Gosh, tell me. Chuck Mason.
Chuck Mason.
Duh. Tell me about Chuck.
He's pissed.
Well, yeah, God, what is he pissed about?
He's pissed about his life being taken away.
Oh, but yeah.
So he came back.
He's back.
So he's back. He's pissed about his life being taken away. He loves motorcycles, right?
Uh-huh.
And so basically what happened was he was at a gas station.
Right.
And then somebody was after him. Right?
Yeah, he couldn't get anywhere because he needed a gas, so he's just sitting there.
Exactly, he had to fill his tank, but he knew someone was there. He knew someone.
Yeah,
he knew someone was after him. So Chuck,
what did he do?
He had to get gas. So he stopped at a gas station, but little did he know there was gas everywhere because it was a setup.
Oh, dang. Booby trapped.
It was
kind of.
It was booby trapped. And then, you know, what they do in, you know, in all those movies. It's true. It happens. Someone flicks a low lighter.
Yeah.
Flicks a lighter and it bursts into flames and it burned
Chuck. Well, gosh. So he just upchucked into flames.
He upchucked into flames. Here's the thing, though. He died technically.
Yeah.
But...
He's back.
And the reason why he can be back.
Yeah, tell me. It probably involves with his powers. Tell me about those.
It was because of the bike.
Oh, gosh. What's up with this bike?
The bike was passed down from his great-grandfather, right?
It's probably like a magical bike.
Yes. And so really the spirit of his grandfather was in the bike. And so the bike, when it had all burst into flames, it gave him magical powers. And so now he's back.
What was his granddad's name?
His granddad's name was Harley Davidson.
No.
Yeah.
That's a coincidence, huh?
No, not at all.
Oh, it's the?
It's the Harley Davidson.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a motorcycle thing.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's why he's able to come back, and he seeks revenge on those who killed him. They also killed his family.
Oh, they were on the motorcycle?
They weren't on the motorcycle, but after they killed him, they went and killed his family. And so he was like, no. And this chain, the chain was actually one of those chains that you clip on your belt buckle and to your wallet.
Oh, okay.
You remember those, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can whip it out real quick and it won't. If it falls, it's not going to hit the ground.
We all know those, right?
Yeah. Usually probably a flame on the wallet. So what are his powers? He gets magical powers from the bike?
From the bike. So now he kind of works together with his great-granddad, the spirit of the great-granddad.
In the bike?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, it's like his trusty horse. Kind
yeah,
of, you know,
so he's riding his granddad.
Yeah, so his granddad's between his legs all the time, riding his granddad everywhere. And
riding him hard, sure.
Riding him hard. And
hard and
they're
hot.
In it together for the family name and for all the... murder.
I would imagine anyone whose name is Chuck probably likes motorcycles and is pissed anyway.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, it's a part of his essence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably something he's got to learn over time while he rides his granddad. How to go from a Chuck to a Charles.
A Charles to a Chuck.
So he's embracing his Chuck.
He's embracing the Chuck.
Okay.
That's what you do. I mean, that's the normal process in terms of nicknames.
Mm.
Charles to Chuck. He had to earn Chuck.
Oh.
And he fucking earned it.
He earned it.
Yeah.
Do they do like a spirit team up? Like, does his granddad kind of do a thing?
Well, the bike can go by itself.
Oh, kind of like Knight Rider. But
I don't know what that is.
Shame on me. God. The second I think maybe we're going to hit a wall with this podcast, you give me a bright light at the end of that tunnel.
You're welcome.
Well, hey, you want to know who this really is?
Yeah, who is this guy?
So this character's name is Johnny Blaze, a.k.a. Ghost Rider.
Oh.
Ghost Rider.
It's kind of like ghost writer as well, you know, like a ghost writer.
So he like helps people out who don't really have the skills, and he just kind of does it without telling them.
Yeah.
But he does it on his downtime from being a ghost writer.
He wrote Twilight.
Yeah, duh.
Nobody
we all know
knows
that.
Yeah, Johnny.
But he can't legally say it because he'll get in trouble.
Yeah. He's got contracts.
And he's currently suing the woman who also wrote 50 Shades of Grey, duh, because it's just a copy of Twilight.
It really is.
Wait, it was fan fiction. It started as that. Fan fiction for Twilight.
Was it really?
It was just hornier fan fiction. And then she's like, I'll make this guy, instead of a vampire, an abusive, rich asshole. Be like, perfect. Take all of the money.
Exactly. I mean, what's his face in Twilight's kind of an asshole, too.
Edward.
Edward. Good for you for knowing that.
I did. I read the first book.
I did, too.
Cool.
It's hot. It's horny.
Johnny Blaze, Ghostwriter, is in the Marvel Universe.
Okay.
And he is a good guy.
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
I'm happy to see, you know, he doesn't look like one, but I like, you know, you don't want to judge a book by its cover.
Well, it's a little hard to be a full good guy when you are possessed by a demon. And we'll get to that. You want some powers on this goddamn Johnny Blaze?
What can he do?
So he has a lot of powers. A lot of your typical stuff. Superhuman strength, agility, stamina, reflexes, endurance, and durability. I mean, if you got a demon all up in you, you better have something like that.
You better be able to last the
Yeah, you better have some fucking stamina.
You gotta have some rough skin.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, a rough skull.
If you will.
He has proficient hand-to-hand combat skills.
Punch, punch.
Kick.
Watch out.
Wah!
Is there skin in those hands?
Yeah.
Is the skull
skin?
So there's no skin on the skull, but the rest of his body, it looks like it's very filled out, like muscle.
So Johnny Blaze is a dude.
Yeah.
Just like you and me.
Oh, wow.
And when he's like, Ghostwriter time! And then his head bursts into like a skull flame.
Oh.
So he's a regular old Johnny by day, yeah. Blaze by night, Ghostwriter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Everything happens at night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything worth a freck.
Worth a freck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's his body and it's his muscles mixed in with the demon that possesses him.
Okay.
Some more powers.
Okay.
I thought this was so great. What a wonderful power. A highly experienced motorcyclist.
Well, yeah, I bet.
Yeah. I mean, you joke, but when I get on that thing, it just starts toppling over and I don't know what to do. So you got to be experienced.
Have you ever ridden a motorcycle?
I have been on one. I've ridden like dirt bikes and shit, but I have friends who are like kicking on their whole damn thing. It's all lifestyle and I get it. I freaking get it.
You're
married to the road. Like, you're in love with the road.
The road is your lover.
Yeah. You're having sex with the road.
Ouch.
Not if you're a motorcyclist.
Yeah, it's
you got
good.
A rough pain. You know, the rumbling between your legs gets you hard enough to fuck the road. Good stuff.
It's a vibrator for a real man.
For the real man's road. Road hard. Rock hard.
Road runner.
That's also a word that has road in it. Yeah. He has invulnerability to any kind of fire.
Oh, he is fire.
Name a fire. Invulnerable to it.
Yeah.
Stove fire. Nah.
Forest.
Nope.
Camp.
Gosh, nope.
Electric.
No. Not a lot of fires when you think about it.
Really, guys.
So kind of weird that this is a power, but ain't going
to
hurt him.
Yeah, no, he's not going to get burned.
He has the ability to project regular and ethereal flames. So you can be, bah, regular flame. Bah, that one was blue. Ethereal.
Ethereal. It's a color scheme.
He has the ability to travel between interdimensional realms and along any surface, which those are different.
Those are two different things.
Hey, I'm going to hell, but also I'm going to go walk on this lake.
This hell lake.
This hell lake. Lake of fire.
And I'm going to be fine.
I'm going to be good because I can do both. I'm in hell. I'm in hell now. Can you hear me?
Hey, guys.
I don't know if I can yell between interdimensions, but I'm walking on a lake.
In hell.
In hell.
It's on fire.
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Did you hear something?
Guys, where's Johnny?
Is this not? Oh, beans. Oh, beans.
He doesn't swear.
He's the nicest guy
you've ever
met. Oh, gosh. Oh, gee, I'm walking on a lake. I think that's a Bruce Springsteen song.
I love Bruce Springsteen, he says.
No.
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 He has the use of his enchanted motorcycle, his fire chain, and his shotgun. He can make all of those ethereal and have like magical powers.
Cool.
So his motorcycle goes all hot and red and steaming. mm-hmm. he's got his chain can be all red and fireness, and then his shotgun can be giant blasts of
bunnies.
Of rabbits.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just like, oh, you'd think it's soft because we said bunny, but that's a living creature with bones in there. That hurt me.
It's like a bag of bones.
Bag of bones.
Yeah.
He can also conjure his motorcycle out of literally anything. Out of nowhere. He doesn't even need a motorcycle. He can just be at the DMV and he's like, thanks. And just pulls it off of one of those blue chairs in the row and he just rides out of there. And they're like, I was sitting there. Dang it. I've been here for 17 hours.
Can you turn people into one?
No, but that would be fucking hilarious.
That'd hurt.
You're still feeling all of the flames. You're like, ow, this is fun. Fuck.
I've never ridden a motorcycle.
Let alone being one. And his last one is he has something called the penance stare, which is a power that forces people to relive all of the harm that they've done to anyone, leaving them in a catatonic state at the end.
Wait, say that one more time.
So he stare, huh? And then you're like, no. And then you have to relive all of the harm you caused people in an instant. And it is so powerful. It leaves you in a catatonic state.
Wow.
For forever.
But what if you haven't really done bad things?
Everyone's done bad things, Kathleen.
I don't know.
You just talked about shooting bunnies out of a gun.
It doesn't say I haven't. I've
look at all the
done.
Harm you've caused.
Shit. Shit.
The emotional harm you've caused to people listening.
If I apologize, does that count?
No, you still cause. That's part of the penance stare. It's just going to make you relive it.
This is a little like religious.
Well, we get into demons and stuff.
Okay, sure.
You want some bio on this thing, Ghost Rider?
Why and who and what?
Johnny Blaze grew up just like all the rest of us. In a family of stunt drivers.
Oh, interesting.
Not your normal backstory for a superhero fella. What a freaking childhood.
Do you wish you had that childhood?
I mean, I did some stunt, like the ramps on the bike and stuff, but yeah. I always ate it. And I'm just like, freak you guys! And went home just bleeding and crying.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't great. My stunt life didn't really last very long. After his mother left his father and siblings, his father died in a stunt, leaving Johnny to be adopted by fellow stunt drivers Crash and Mona Simpson.
From The Simpsons.
Simpsons. Yeah, that's the undercurrent of that show.
Interesting. Two worlds colliding.
Driver. Yes.
Wow.
Didn't know that a Simpsons crossover was going to happen, but here it is.
Here it is.
When Crash begins to die of cancer with no cure, Johnny turns to the occult. Duh. Selling his soul to the demon lord Mephisto. And Crash...
That's what I yell in on Saturday night. Oh, Mephisto.
What exactly does that mean? That you're going to fisto? Mephisto. Mephisto.
My fist.
Oh, that's so it's fun for me.
It's you. Yeah, it's for you.
Good. That's nice.
Yeah, you're welcome.
When Crash was cured of the cancer from Mephisto, but died in a stunt soon after because devil is always a trickster.
Don't ever fall for it, guys.
Don't ever fall for a Mephisto. Mm-mm. As a random fuck you to Johnny for no reason, Mephisto then cursed Johnny by binding him with Zarathos, the blazing spirit of vengeance who makes them Ghost Rider. So he basically sells his soul, and then he's like, okay, not only did I then kill the person you sold your soul for, also, here's a fucking demon for no reason, and now he's possessed by Zarathos.
Wow, okay. Sucks.
Yeah. Kick me while I'm down, will you?
Possess me while I'm down, why don't you?
The crazy thing about Zarathos is he is always compelled to seek vengeance and punish evil. As a demon, he just needs to punish evil things.
Okay.
Which stops Johnny from having a normal life because he has this drive from Zarathos to always go and punish things. While Johnny stops Zarathos from unleashing his full evilness on people. So it's like kind of a cool sitcom. You got the demon who wants to be evil. And the guy is trying to stop the demon from being evil. But they help each other.
They help each other.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, it's a little like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde kind of a thing.
Yeah, like Dr. Stunt Driver and Mr. Flame, Skull Flame, Flamehead, Flame Man.
I know that tale.
They fight together and do all this stuff to try to fight for good and do other things to rid the world of evil. Though Johnny wants to be free of Zarathos because it limits him and doesn't let him live the life that he wants.
Oh, I bet.
After fighting Mephisto, being controlled by him, and kicking the ass of an endless amount of evil being Zarathos, eventually shatters a crystal that housed Johnny's soul, freeing Johnny of their bond.
So it's just like a gentleman's goodbye.
Gentleman's agreement.
Yeah.
So they were fighting, and then Mephisto, who had Johnny's soul kind of the whole time,
yeah.
Zarathos was like, we've done good together, and I'm going to free you from having to be in Mephisto's service, pretty much. Because even though he was trying to fight Mephisto and stuff, he's like, bitch, I have you under my power. I have you by the balls.
I got your flame balls.
I got your jewels right here, because your soul's in a giant jewel.
Oh, my God.
Zarathos breaks it and frees Johnny, and they separate, and they're not bonded together anymore.
Does he still become Ghost Rider then? Probably
no,
not.
For a while he does not. So what happens is, now free of Zarathos, Johnny wanders the earth helping people and reunites with his only love. They then have two kids and even ran a circus that involved many supernatural beings.
Oh, fun.
They then lived happily ever after.
Really?
Just kidding. His family dies. Ah. He becomes Ghost Rider again. Ah. But now he's all gruff, angry, and despondent, fights Lucifer, and kicks everyone's ass, be it good, evil, doesn't matter. So he then becomes this worse guy that even Zarathos is like, chill, bro.
So he bonds with Zarathos again.
He gets back again.
He gets him back, and he's like, let's fuck things up.
Fuck things up.
Interesting.
What's kind of crazy is that Ghost Rider is actually a title. So other people can become Ghost Rider, and it doesn't have to be bonded with Zarathos. It could be another demon or some way to do that. So he's gone around and seen other Ghost Riders, and he's like, what? And he thought Zarathos went back to bonding with people and kind of being evil.
Right.
He's like, whoa, we agreed. You're not,
you're
good
done.
Now.
You're done.
Your Ghost Riding days are done.
Step away from the right rider.
Zarathos, we talked about this.
We're done here.
Johnny, we got to talk to you about your accent. And it makes no sense. You're a stunt driver.
It's fine. I flip.
I go. I do the physical stuff. Just don't talk.
Zoom, zoom. You want a crystal?
It's crystal with my soul in it.
You see me? I'm right there. You see my face. And so I look scared.
All my memories are in there.
Crazy thing about the title of Ghost Rider is that there have been all sorts of different Ghost Riders all throughout time. And because of that, there were not always motorcycles. So throughout time, they used animals. So there have been Ghost Riders that have ridden...
Kangaroos?
No.
Nor.
It's like, you better not let that fucking Ghost Rider catch up with that kangaroo. That kangaroo will throw down. That thing is of absolute unit. It is a fucking tank. That Ghost Rider just kind of stands there with his arms crossed, like, all right, go ahead, Roo. Go ahead, Roo.
Have you seen a male kangaroo?
Yeah!
They're so muscular.
They can bench a ton.
They confuse me sexually.
Yeah, me too.
I'm like, I'm a... Who?
I kind of wish you had a pouch. I know that you don't. That's female. It's a common misconception, but I want to get in you. I want that tail to hurt me.
I don't know about kangaroos, but that would be buck wild.
In the past, Ghost Riders have ridden bears.
Okay.
Elephants.
Wow.
And sharks.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Flame shark.
You ever hear of shark tornado?
Ghost shark
riding.
You never think about a shark being on fire because they're in the water, but that's a cool thought. Think about
it's the coolest thing ever.
About it for Ghost Rider. He's basically a good guy, toes the line to anti-hero, gets gruff, and he loses his family, and he's dealing with demons and devils. So
demons and devils.
Not always orgasms and jelly beans here with these guys. You know?
I really enjoyed the kind of back and forth. It's two people possessing the same body.
Pretty much.
But then working together.
Right.
It's really interesting. We've never really talked about a character like this. I was thinking maybe like the Hulk is similar in a way, but not really because it's still just him.
The split personality types of how to work together. And I don't think that they ever like bicker, or it's not just like, don't do it. I'm going to. No, don't.
It's,
you know,
like
I don't think so. I think they use each other's power and ability. Abilities to do the thing. I think they fuel each other. The demon makes him go after the evil, while Johnny's humanity makes the demon see that he shouldn't bring out his entire demon side and evil and punish everyone for all the wickedness. Instead of two beings being separate in one, two beings morph and bleed into each other's kind of consciousness for humanity and stuff.
I love that. That's very cool.
It is pretty cool. There have been two movies starring Nicolas Cage.
Right.
Yes. No good.
No good.
No good.
God, I love Nick Cage, though.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I'm Johnny Blaze.
That's a pretty good impression.
Thank you.
You haven't done an impression in a while. That's a very good one.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a lot of breath.
Who, what, where?
A lot of breath work for Nick Cage.
Can't breathe when your head's on fire.
Hey.
Yeah, what?
Hey, Matt, why did you share Ghost Rider with me today?
Ghost Rider is in that realm of the Marvel Universe that deals with darkness and demons, with Blade and sometimes a Punisher and all these things. So I kind of like that dark side of Marvel. I think it could almost be its own universe. And I think Ghost Rider is the bridge between those two worlds of dealing with demons and hell.
Yeah.
Because you don't really think of him then working with Captain America or something, you know?
Sure, but he does.
But he can. He does from time to time.
Cool.
And I like that that is such a juxtaposition of what you think of superheroes is this somewhat anti-hero who's trying to do nothing but good until he's driven over the edge.
Right.
And I kind of like that it's a title. There are people who become other things, but it's not like, oh, this person is now Captain America. You know, you always think of this one person as that, but there are multiple Ghost Riders. And Johnny Blaze is the most popular and the most known, so I wanted to learn about him.
I really like him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really feel for him.
Well, hey, is there something you just want to extinguish my firehead nog skull and you just kind of want to crack it open like a rich person's egg at brunch and then just kind of peel it away and put some knowledge in there?
So, Matt.
Yeah?
You're Scottish.
I certainly am.
Matt was born in Scotland. And so I thought it would be interesting today if we talked about...
Okay.
Kilts.
Oh, I've worn those.
Matt's worn those a few times in his life, and I thought, you know.
I got a picture on my desk right now with me wearing one.
Yeah, he looks great. Looks dashing.
Hell yeah.
I'm curious to see how many of these facts you know.
Okay.
And what you can add to them.
Great.
Okay, cool.
I bet I'm going to know some.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're going to blow my goddamn mind with some as well.
It's going to be really fun.
Let's do it.
So, I think you know this. A true Scotsman does not wear underwear underneath their kilt.
Absolutely not.
Uh-uh.
You go Scottish.
Uh-uh.
Going Scottish. I have been at a wedding where someone said, well, I wore boxers, and we forced them to go back to their room and take them off.
Hot. A knee beauty contest is an actual competition at the Highland Games.
Really?
It's called Bonnie Knees. And apparently this is how they're judged.
Oh, please tell me all the criteria.
By blindfolding three women who judge them based on touch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like it's fun for everyone. Traditional kilt attire includes a sporran or a small pouch, usually the head of a dead animal.
Like what it's made from, like the skin of a dead animal?
Yeah, 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 that it's put on top. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, basically the first and coolest fanny pack.
Really? Yeah.
Because I remember someone asking, like, well, what's this for? You, like a traditional, just that's a garb to protect like the front and the bits? And I'm like, no, you just put your phone in there or your chapstick or whatever you got. So I'm like, so I'm walking around.
Chapstick.
This little like badass clippable like leather fanny pack with little dangles.
The first purse, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dick purse.
Richard purse.
Richard purse.
There is a tiny village in the Alps of Italy where men wear kilts.
Hmm.
It's called, I think it's called Guro. So Scottish, escaping the Battle of Pavia, colonized it about 500 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's like a group of Scottish people that live in the Alps of Italy.
So they're like descendants of Scottish people who I assume are Italians now.
Yeah.
But they...
Their culture's like kind of mixed.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah. So they wear kilts.
That's awesome. There's a lot of that with Scottish people like in Canada and New Zealand.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Nova Scotia means New Scotland.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. That's why those damn salmons are so gosh darn good.
Those damn salmons.
Yeah.
The kilts in Braveheart are not historically accurate.
Is it because it didn't go over the shoulder?
Nope, because the first war of Scottish independence was in the 13th century.
Right.
Kilts were not popular until the 17th century.
Really?
Apparently.
I don't know about that. Okay, what were they wearing?
I mean, I guess maybe something similar, but not quite like the full kilts that you see in Braveheart.
Okay, well, I know kilts were the full fabric, the full kilt, and then it went up over your shoulder and around the back. So
right.
It was like a really long thing that connected. So I think they had
like
that.
It was almost like Grecian.
Yeah, toga-ish, sort of.
Yeah.
But I think they had that in the movie. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I guess it's just not historically accurate.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of things about that damn movie.
Are not historically accurate?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
Come on, Mel.
Come on, Mel.
For a lot of reasons.
For so many reasons. And then my final one, which I'm sure you also kind of know or have an idea of this, is that the most expensive kilt in the world costs about $7,000 and is made from pure Mongolian cashmere.
Whoa.
Yeah. I know that they're expensive to begin with.
They're expensive.
Yeah.
You know how long the fabric has to be to make a proper kilt?
No, tell me.
Oh, I gotta look it up. So a modern kilt for a typical adult uses about 6 to 8 yards
Dang.
Of a single width.
I mean, that's heavy. They're heavy, right?
They're heavy because yeah. they're folded on top of each other.
That's wild.
A lot of people strangely don't know this, but kilts have different colors or patterns called tartans.
Mm-hmm.
And that symbolizes usually what family you're a part of.
Right.
So my family has its own tartan, and mm-hmm. a lot of the families do. And you could even have basic, like the Scottish tartan, mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. a part of Scotland. Or if you go to a school or something, you can have
right.
that. So it's basically a way so you know who that person is or where they
what
belong.
Family,
with, yeah,
yeah,
with their family. So if you want the McLachlan tartan, go get it.
What colors are on it?
They are really dark red, dark blue, and dark hunter green with a stripe.
Yummy.
All my fave colors.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Matt gave me a scarf of his tartan.
Yeah.
I think he likes me.
I kind of like you.
Oh, wow.
Then I'll wear a kilt at my wedding. What?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Our wedding.
Are you saying A or R? People are going to think we're engaged. We're not.
Yeah. No, we're not.
Gross.
I love kilts. I love Scottish heritage. They're badass. There are so many other things I could spout facts as well.
I'm sure. Yeah. I only grabbed a few.
You get a little blade, like a knife on your ankle. It's called a skean-do. Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Wow.
And that was a weapon, but it was also to cut meat and kind of use it as your fork and stuff.
Cool. I wish knives came with my skirts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they could. You're getting the wrong skirts.
Getting the wrong skirts.
Well, hey, why'd you teach me about kilts today?
Well, because I know that you're very proud of your Scottish heritage, so I wanted to just talk about that a little bit.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
So many people are like, oh, you're Scottish? Well, I had an uncle who was related to someone who kissed a bug that was in Scotland once.
And you're like,
okay, I was born there. And they're like, oh, I should shut up. And you're like, it's fine. You don't have to. No, I'm going to shut up now.
You made me feel like shit.
You make me feel like not Scottish shit. Like,
it's not my fault.
Okay. This sounds like sounds like you've got a lot of things going on. Yeah. No, it's fine.
Just trying to relate to you.
Trying to relate.
Just trying to have a conversation.
Well, that's really great.
Yeah.
Thanks for giving me some knowledge.
Absolutely. Thank you for giving me some knowledge.
You're welcome.
That's what this is about.
Knowledge. Well, I guess that's going to do it for us, huh?
I guess that's going to do it for us.
Well, my name is Matthew McLachlan.
Well, my name is Katie Sexton.
And you have been
Comic Booked. I can't wait to see you again.
Oh.